Hello and welcome to this edition of the Pharmalex podcast, the global rise in multiple long-term health conditions and the associated use of many medicines simultaneously means that pharmaceutical companies are having to navigate a continuous rise in the reporting of adverse events during both clinical trials and post-marketing. Add the ever-increasing regulatory requirements, plus the incorporation of new data streams, such as social media and real-world evidence, it's really clear that pharmacovigilance departments face significant challenges to improve and scale their management of safety cases and signals. Despite these hurdles, they've shown that the pharmacovigilance or PV function continues to add value to the business. In today's podcast episode, I'm super excited to explore this topic in the expert company of Michael, who is Senior Director of Safety Strategy at Oracle, and Cheryl, who is the Director of Safety at Pharmalex. Michael has been working in the medicinal product safety for nearly 30 years as a senior director in Oracle's safety strategy team. He really helps drive the product roadmap of the Oracle Safety One platform, including Argus and Safety One Intake and Oracle Analytics. Cheryl has worked at a senior level within the pharmaceutical industry for over 15 years. And in her current role as Director of Safety, Cheryl has really been instrumental in developing the components that have culminated in the Rapid Live solution, PharmaSol's accelerated prepackaged implementation for Oracle Argus, which is now part of the Pharmalex family of products. PharmaSol and Oracle have been collaborating for almost two decades to support safety solution deployment. Michael and Cheryl, it's really great to have you with us here today and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Oracle Argus and Empirica have just celebrated their 25th anniversary. Michael, perhaps you can share with us exactly how have PV technology solutions developed to help pharma companies better manage adverse events and safety signals?
Well, really, evolving technologies and pharmaceutical standards have significantly enhanced PV in the last few decades, and there's new innovations in data science that promise even greater achievements in the future. If we think of it in terms of decades, the 1990s represented the final paper decade, with adverse events documented on paper forms and shared by post or fax, and signals tracked via binders or spreadsheets. During this time, IT departments typically built and separately maintained their own homegrown safety systems. In terms of the volume of PV data, the number of reports in FAERS, the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System, rose more than 250% from 1990 to 2000. So there was already huge growth even then. In the 2000s, we entered the electronic decade, with the industry experiencing an accelerated shift from homegrown safety systems to new commercial off-the-shelf or COTS solutions, such as Argus and Empirica. This enabled electronic reporting, more accurate signal detection, and standardization. By the middle of this decade, case management and signal management solutions had become well established. The 2010s represented the cloud decade. Traditional on-premise safety systems began to move to the cloud, supporting expanded electronic and periodic reporting. Multi-tenancy, integrated analytics, and better signal detection algorithms were introduced, delivering much greater insight and accuracy. By 2014, FAERS topped 9 million reports, and WHO Vigibase expanded to 10 million. So the growth trend continued exponentially. Now, in 2023, we're well into what we would call the data science decade. With the industry experiencing huge growth in case volumes and more data sources for signal detection, the focus is now on finding ways to use data science to eliminate manual workflows as much as possible and accelerate case processing, gain new safety insights, and keep up with constantly changing regulations. Our data science toolbox includes leading-edge technologies such as AI and big data sources such as real-world evidence.
Thank you, Michael. Cheryl, perhaps you can share your thoughts with us.
So I would say one of the key developments enabled by advances in technology is that companies can now expect much more rapid implementation of PV solutions. Whereas 20 years ago, it may have been taken 1 or 2 years to set up a safety database, organizations can now be up and running in literally days to weeks. This significant acceleration to Project Go Live is a big improvement. The ubiquitous availability of cloud technology and software as a service models has also been a major advance that has allowed sophisticated safety databases to be accessible to all, not just large organizations.
That's a pretty significant journey, and obviously a lot of change has occurred. With this in mind, Michael, what are the main challenges that PV departments are actually facing today?
Well, Elizabeth, the main industry challenge is the growing volume of cases, now more than 30 million total in WhoVigibase, directly driven by the rise in the number of prescriptions dispensed, which I believe is now over $6.5 billion a year in the US alone. With this huge number of adverse events, there are many low-value cases, for example, non-serious cases and consumer cases, that must be processed even if they might have little to no effect on a product safety profile. The relatively new ability to mine multiple data sets for adverse events and signals is both a huge opportunity and a major challenge in terms of integrating those inputs. Another significant challenge is the industry's continued reliance on manual workflows. There's an urgent need to introduce business process automation and AI to increase efficiency and effectively scale growth. Cheryl, would you like to add to that?
Sure, Michael. In general, demonstrating a return of investment for deploying vital PV services continues to be a challenge for safety departments. With the growing volume of cases, it's becoming increasingly important to improve triaging, which then allows companies to focus on critical cases that actually enhance the safety profile. Increasing efficiencies in this case processing is therefore the major challenge to address, and updating and optimizing working practices through automation are the key to improvement.
That seems to be the overarching priority for all PV departments. Michael, how exactly are these departments and organizations innovating to ensure that pharmacovigilance adds value to the business?
Elizabeth, that's a great question. A lot of this innovation can be traced to the COVID-19 pandemic, when manufacturers found out exactly how valuable pharmacovigilance is as a function. PV helped enable a massively shortened time to market for the new vaccines and therapies. Clinical studies were accelerated, keeping in mind that neither the regulators nor the manufacturers wanted to sacrifice safety for speed. PV departments, therefore, could deliver a significant impact during this global public health crisis. Cheryl, what do you think?
Agreed. And as we touched upon earlier, PV departments are acquiring ever larger volumes of data as products go through the stages of clinical trials and then onto post-marketing phase. Technology can now enable PV professionals to mine this data much more effectively and cost-effectively. To glean additional insights for the business and data science, such as identifying relevant patterns.
I see. Michael, given the breakthroughs already made, what does the future of PV innovation look like and what will it take to get there?
We can expect data science to play a major role in the next wave of PV innovation and better data quality. AI, machine learning, and natural language processing are in play across PV, from further automating case management to detecting risks earlier. The ultimate goals are touchless case processing and predictive signal detection that takes place before you even start clinical trials. In addition, real-world evidence, such as electronic health records and administrative claims data, will help reveal hidden risks and achieve better outcomes for patients through precision pharmacovigilance. So if precision medicine is about getting the right therapy to the right patient at the right time, then precision PV is about avoiding the wrong therapy for the wrong patient at the wrong time.
Thanks, Michael. That's really fascinating. Cheryl, can you share your thoughts?
So technology combined with expert advice and well-planned implementation will play a key role in getting companies to that next level and will be particularly important for smaller to medium-sized organizations. These integrated solutions are now within the price point of smaller businesses, enabling them to benefit from the capabilities that were previously the domain of larger companies only. This delivers much greater insight into and oversight of PV processes, plus the ability to significantly accelerate time to approval for, of course, new products.
Very important points, Cheryl. But as always, there are health authority requirements that companies will need to understand and manage as well. What would you say are the main regulatory changes that companies have to navigate?
Well, each country has different regulations, so navigating those changes across continents is always challenging. E2B submissions of safety data is intended to be universal, but in practice, each health authority comes up with their own flavor and the timelines are different. Southeast Asia in particular is really picking up in terms of the introduction of new regulations. We're seeing a significant acceleration in regulatory framework development, expanding from traditional drugs and vaccines, of course, into medical devices and combination products. Ultimately, implementing a sophisticated, fit-for-purpose PV system and working with companies that have the expertise to understand and support the execution of local regulatory requirements is what will drive significant improvements in the PV process and position businesses to navigate the regulatory challenges ahead. Michael, your thoughts?
I absolutely agree, Cheryl. And now, with machine learning coming into the picture, we must prepare for new regulations on how AI should be used in the safety space. These are still being developed by health authorities, so all the stakeholders, manufacturers, software developers, system integrators, and regulators need to work together and keep each other informed as that progresses. The Oracle Safety Consortium is one collaborative forum where such discussions are happening, and I encourage people out there to become a member. It's free to join.
As you've noted, technology will be key to future innovations, but how can companies take advantage of these technological advances to improve PV? Perhaps, Cheryl, you can answer that question.
Sure. Automation is now becoming essential to reduce the manual effort and associated time and costs for PV teams. By fully automating the distribution process, you can dramatically simplify and streamline the sending of business critical safety documents and reports to multiple sites and relevant authorities. This means significant cost saving for clinical research organizations and pharma companies alike, as well as much higher levels of regulatory compliance. So automation is continuing to be a very big story. We developed PharmaLex's PSI Exchange solution for automated safety letter distribution for exactly this purpose, to help organizations benefit from the PV tasks they're required to deliver. In conjunction with the ability to implement sophisticated PV databases and easily access expertise in country-specific safety requirements, this is key to ensuring a future-proofed PV function.
And Michael, perhaps you can share with us what your take on this is.
So Oracle has invested heavily in new technologies for safety, including our Safety One cloud platform and our Safety One Intake product, which is our first AI-powered life sciences solution. And customers are excited to witness the next-gen evolution of these types of solutions. With expert partners such as PharmaLex, we must help life science companies understand the benefits of AI and automation, make it easy for our clients to adopt, and support them as they define the new processes and roles needed to transform their businesses. It's an exciting moment for PV, and there's a lot to be optimistic about.
Well, AI certainly has the potential to be a game changer for PV, and it's a fascinating time to be involved in defining the future of drug safety. This is a fast evolving topic that I'm sure we'll be returning to before too long. Thank you so much to our guests, Michael from Oracle Life Sciences and Cheryl from PharmaLex's safety team, for sharing your insights and your expertise with us today. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to welcoming you the next time to the PharmaLex Talks podcast.